All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, we have quite the fight going at BTC 14 Clash, and that transpires on March 5th. We have Simon Marini getting out there into the cage against Chris Lee Byrne, and very happy to have Chris back on the show. How's everything going today there, man?
Good, man. Nice and busy, just training lots and trying to stay healthy.
Yeah, and I imagine the vibe is really good at Munda Jiu-Jitsu overall, just with this being like a big like hometown card, London-centric MMA event. I imagine the vibe is really good right now.
For me, the passion's just come back a lot this camp. I'm kind of just, you know, I'm just changing up a lot of stuff, lifestyle. I've been training a lot outside my comfort zone and focusing on things I'm focused on, like strength and conditioning. But our team's pretty active all year round, so nothing's really changing as far as that. We always have, like, every pro car, we have at least two guys, and every, like, happens in Canada, basically. And every amateur car, we try to put, like, four or five guys. So we're a pretty active team. We're a small team, you know, in London, but you know, the energy is kind of the same. It's nice that it's in London, though. Don't get me wrong. We're going to have all our friends and family up for once.
Yeah, I guess I was just wondering if there was like a localized kind of thing playing into it where it just added like a little extra something. But yeah, I mean, you guys are always competing on the different cards, professional, amateur, and otherwise, and everything like that. Like, I saw you cornering at the last BTC card there and stuff like that. Like, how was that whole experience like? Because some fighters have like that nervousness dynamic, like more so being the corner person as opposed to actually being in there doing it. Like, how do you feel doing the whole corner man dynamic?
I feel like I'm at an event every second or third weekend at this point, so I'm kind of getting used to being around the cage and don't really get anxiety with it now. So whether I'm cornering or I'm sure I get a healthy amount when I'm fighting, but it's a lot less, I think, than most people, that's for sure.
I imagine you're excited to get back to, you know, competing, though. It's been a little bit now, and just even on a, you know, localized level with it being your return to the BTC cage for the first time since, you know, 2017 there and everything like that. So I imagine you're quite excited to get back out there and compete.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to kind of make my run this year, you know. I'm going to stay healthy, stay in camp for right through, you know. I'm not trying to celebrate even after a win. I'm gonna be looking at the next card, not looking through Simon by any means, you know. He's got more experience than me. He's a big, strong dude. You know, he's got a lot of experience in there. This is the hardest fight I've had, probably, to be honest. So I'm looking to rise to the occasion, though. So, you know, and then move on to the next thing.
Yeah, well, definitely focused on this task here, but it sounds like those like lifestyle amendments you were talking about would facilitate having a strong strength of schedule this calendar year. Are you wanting to be fairly active this year?
Yes, I definitely am. I'm aging, you know. I'm not going to be doing this like when I'm 40, right? So I want to, I got a good few years at least still in me, you know, maybe five, you know, we'll see what happens. But I like competing, man. I still feel healthy. I'm 35. I feel young and ready to go, though, still. You know, I feel in the best shape of my life right now, to be honest. You know, injuries are starting to heal. Injuries I was dealing with are starting to heal. I'm just, you know what I mean? I've cleaned my diet up completely, just like complete lifestyle upside down. I'm doing way more strength and conditioning than I've ever done. So I'm looking to kind of show how much my game's rounded off and evolved here. But like, we'll see what happens, man. I'm looking to just compete and have fun. So I don't really want to look past it, you know?
Yeah, you want to embrace the moment and everything like that. It's all about being present and that next moment, you know, part of all of that there. But it seems like you always have that, like, curiosity and everything like that with learning the nuances of technique, just working with guys like, you know, Steve Molitor and everything like that. So, yeah, it's cool that you're into, like, the minutiae of the game, and it seems like you have, you know, great people to really learn from.
Yeah, man, I'm training outside my comfort zone all the time. I'm at Enhanced doing boxing with Mark El Guapo. You guys know him, maybe. He's got like 15 pro fights. I'm with him almost every day during the afternoon. He's holding mitts for me, kind of standing over me, making sure I do my cardio. My Munda Jiu-Jitsu every night. The whole team's basically pro or amateur fighters there, so like everyone knows my team. I driving down to Moss to do Muay Thai with Chris Q, trying to do it once or twice a week. You know, I'm bringing in wrestlers. I'm just trying to switch it up and do this. Like, I don't want to just be a straight jiu-jitsu guy anymore. I'm trying to really round off my skills and my cardio and look like I, you know, and just compete at my very best this time. Whatever the outcome, I just want to kind of, I'm hoping he's bringing it and brings out the best in me too, you know?
Yeah, and I'm seeing this one is listed at light heavyweight on Tapology. And per past conversations, it seems like middleweight was more of like the category you'd be looking at in like a long-term kind of sense. Is that sort of still the case, or is like this 205?
Yeah. I've hopped all over for weight classes, just kind of getting fights here and there, whatever. more stylistically, I guess. But this one, I'm gonna stay at 185 and 205 now. I think 205 for the near future. I like it. Maybe I'll do 195. I don't really care to cut weight unless it's a big opportunity. I'm 205 right now. I think it might play into, maybe it helps my cardio even, you know, not cutting weight or depleting my body. But I like the way I feel at 205. My hips are low. I can get under people. I can blast overhands. I can really use my jiu-jitsu. I feel like I'm a much more technical guy on the ground, especially at those weight classes. You know what I mean? So I like 205, and that's where I see myself in the near future.
Yeah, and you mentioned like 195 there, and obviously not like a formally instantiated weight class, but there's like dialogue about, oh, maybe have like 175 as like the new welterweight limit and bring in a 165 category. Do you think there should maybe be like a 195 pound division between middleweight and light heavyweight? Like, what would your thoughts be on that?
I certainly would love that. I would prefer to do 195 over 185 or 205. The 195 would be perfect for me. I'll do 195 still, but I like this fight at 195, but he didn't want to do it. But I like 195. You know what I mean? I think it's a good weight class for me personally, but I don't mind. You think even 195 technically goes to the 205 ranking, so I don't really mind it right now. And I think Simon's still my height and frame, even though he's just looking a lot more jacked than me. But I think, like, this will be the first time I'm fighting someone, as far as we know, with the same frame as me. Normally the guys are a lot taller, you know what I mean? So we'll see how that kind of plays into everything.
Yeah, for sure. And a kind of a curious opponent to train to in certain regards, I would think, or train for rather, just because there was like a pretty pronounced period of inactivity, but they'd competed back in October there and fought Gabriel Checo at that XMMA 3 event there. Like, how do you go about preparing for an opponent like that? Is it mostly like a reference point to like the last fight? Maybe try to make certain inferences off that, just in the context of that kind of big gap.
Well, here's the thing. I think our skill sets kind of go stylistically. I think it's great matchmaking from Vivers. I think it goes, like, he has the experience advantage because he's been doing it longer than me. He has 3 or 4 times more pro fights than me. He's got maybe a strength and conditioning advantage because that looks like it seems to be his thing from what I'm hearing and seeing. And he's fighting at a fantastic boxing gym in Montreal. So those are the skills he has going. But the skills I have going is obviously my Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I think I have a more rounded, dangerous game. I got knees, I got elbows, I got punches, and I got kicks. And I'm just, I'm durable, you know what I mean? I'm not going to quit. I'm going to stay in a space and be down for an actual fight, you know? So this is a step up for me. I got the less experience, but I've been more active recently, as you're saying, you know what I mean? So I think that will kind of play into it a bit, but he has fought, you know? I think it's a good fight across the board. We both have our skills, we both have our weaknesses, and whatever happens, it's a 205 fight, you know? It's hard to say if these types, at that weight class, it never goes to decision. So people will probably be happy as long as they tune in.
And I feel like this is the kind of fight that you've been like looking for, trying to trend towards for a little bit now, just in the sense of this is someone who's fought for, like, you know, Bellator, Score Fighting Series, MFC, etc. Is that kind of a fair characterization too? Just, yeah.
Yeah, this is exactly the type of fight I want. I've fought like bigger, kind of bigger, less technical guys. I fought undefeated guys. I fought jiu-jitsu black belt. I fought guys that have great teams that are rounded. Kind of been all over the place between amateur and pro. But this fight, I really did want like a journeyman type guy with a lot of experience to really go in there and absorb off of him. You know what I mean? And have that ring comfort and confidence. You know what I'm saying? So I really do want to kind of like a Highlander. You know, go in there, decapitate him, soak in his energy, and then come out evolved and better version of myself.
I was gonna say, you got to be a bit careful. Maybe Facebook's gonna, you know, ban one of your posts again or get reported or something like that.
Yeah, I get banned all the time. I'm not worried about it.
I was gonna say, yeah, I feel like you have a lot of fun with social media and stuff like that, getting all the different posts going on and having some fun. It's kind of weird.
I use social media wrong. Everybody else is out there like posting their best outfit on their vacation pick. I'm like arguing with everyone and like airing dirty laundry. So yeah, I mean, it's not a surprise if I get banned again anytime soon.
Yeah, I feel like you have a lot of old like funny like partying kind of posts too and stuff like that. Like, I think I saw you had like one post saying like you wanted to see how many milligrams you could eat in terms of like a cannabis edible or something like that, and you're like, oh, whatever, I could take that. And then you're like, I think you said like I ended up like cold shivering in a corner or something like that.
I got paranoid and stuff. Yeah, man, I'm like, here's the thing. For like 3 or 4 years, I was partying a lot more and kind of burning out, I think, from jiu-jitsu and MMA and everything, and just doing the odd fight here and there. More just coaching a lot. But like, something's come over me in the last like 6 months to a year, man. I don't drink. I don't want to drink. I'm not partying. I might smoke some pot during the day here and there in between training sessions. That's about it, man. Like, I'm not doing nothing now but focus on diet and training. Like, I want to stay in here for a camp straight right now, do as many fights as I can this year. I'm planning on maybe doing a Muay Thai fight and even a pro boxing debut. So I'm going nuts this year. And like, honestly, if I can win this fight, and I don't want to look past it, if I can win this fight, I'm going to have some big, big plans in the future.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not getting ahead of like the immediate task at hand, but what would represent like a next sort of plan, even in like a bit of a nebulous kind of sense?
Okay, so if I go in there and I get a sloppy fucking decision where I kind of just have to lay on him and we both gas and we're just like blood and it's this grimy decision, I won't be calling out much more. I'll just go back, heal up, and then look for the next scrap. If I can go in there and look like I belong in there and pick him apart and really show my rounded skill set and get a finish in under 4 minutes, something like that, then I'll be calling for a title fight for 100%. The 205 division doesn't have a lot of depth, and I think that'll put me right at the top of the food chain, top three 205ers in the country.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. So that, yeah, so like the step would be to like try to parlay that into like a title shot at like a subsequent BTC show, like under that banner, or just like really any recognized like light heavyweight title on the scene.
You know what I'm saying? BTC will be the priority since it's on their show, but if I can win this fight, I'm down for BFL or Prospects 205 belt either. But I definitely, if I can run in there and get through this guy the way I want to get through him, then I'll definitely be looking at something like that in the future. I'm hoping, and I don't think that anyone can really deny that at 205 at least.
Yeah, it sounds like you're ready to roll up Wild Boy style, like you were saying one of the last times we were talking, like the Munda Jiu-Jitsu boys getting out there.
Yeah, man, I'm showing up at 205. I'm basically just showing up how I am. This is going to be a street fight, man. I'm just coming to fight. Like, and I'm expecting blood. I'm expecting a brawl. I'm expecting to be challenged. I'm expecting to get hit, cut. I'm just, you know what I mean? I hope he's expecting it, because you're going to literally have to drag me out of there dead. I'm putting everything in, all my eggs in one basket for this fight.
Yeah, I love hearing the level of investment and everything, and I'm really excited to, you know, check out the card and to be there and everything like that. So yeah, a lot of good energy out there. Good to see, you know, live events getting back to it, man. Like, I mean, we've had a couple. Like, I went to a boxing card in November and that BTC card in St. Catharines I mentioned, but just really hoping events like this can become more of a regular thing going forward.
Yeah, man, like COVID was a hard year for me. Like, I dealt with my father passing and all types of crazy turmoil. And but it kind of, I learned a lot from it. I survived it, and it sparked a new passion under me and a new work ethic that I don't think I've ever had in my life. Really made me grow as a human, you know?
Yeah, well, it's really good to hear that, man. I mean, obviously, sorry to hear about your loss, but just in the sense of like turning it into a positive. And it seems like in a lot of ways, you're really in a great place, and that's awesome. And yeah, I really appreciate you coming.
I'm in a place now where I'm ready to do what I need to do and see what's up, or at the very least, you know, not even just prove it to everyone, but prove it to myself too. I want to make a statement here, man. I want to make my run. I don't want to be 40 years old saying, oh, I was actually pretty good, I could have done this, you know what I mean? No, we're going to find out if I'm good enough, and we're going to find out if I'm not, because I'm getting in there either way.
And I guess I kind of just had one sort of parting question here, because you were talking about some interest in like the coaching end of things and stuff like that. But I'd also seen circa like January, it seemed like there was some dialogue about maybe like doing an amateur MMA event in Ontario. Like, obviously you're focused on the competitor end of things, but
100% going to try to bring it back. I threw the first one ever in Ontario in the first place, but I was thinking about doing, but since I opened my team, I focused more on coaching, managing, and my own training in MMA, kind of shift away from jiu-jitsu tournaments myself even. But, you know, I was looking at that. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. Talking to the Ontario Commission, it's going to take some work and some petitioning, and there's going to be all types of stuff I play, but I have way too much on my basket now. So right now, I'm just going to be focusing on getting my guys their wins that they deserve, and training to be my best, and win or lose, you know? I'm going to either go in there and win, or I'm going to lose and make no excuses, because I'm going to know I did what I could do, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally. I guess I meant more of in, like, a down-the-line kind of sense. Like, would you be interested in doing more of those amateur MMA kind of events in a promoter kind of capacity? Obviously, yes.
Yeah. So, I will be always involved on some facet with throwing events. There will, that whether I happen somewhere else, or whether someday I'm able to get them to get events over here, but I will be always involved as a promoter, manager, matchmaker, jiu-jitsu guy, MMA guy, gym owner. I'm all over the place, man. I love every aspect of fighting, and I always have.
Yeah, well, I love hearing.
I'd watch two people fight anywhere, man. Two pros, two drunks. It doesn't matter to me, man. I can be walking by and watch two guys play at the basketball court. I'll stop and watch.
Oh, I can resonate with that for sure, man. But you've been really great with your time. And yeah, always fun getting to chop it up a bit. But is there anything you maybe want to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here?
Yeah, man. Just shout out to some of my sponsors, man. Without them, it wouldn't be possible. These guys support me. Like if people knew how much money I made as a pro, a lot more people would be wanting to go pro, man. Innovative Electric takes care of me, the solar store, Cost Dental Hygiene, that's Pharma, Royal Canadian Garden Supply, Flow-X, LiveFit, Freshline, of course, Dr. Fies, with his all the medicals, so everyone knows him. But, you know, and of course, all my teammates at Mundo Jiu-Jitsu, man, and Enhanced Boxing and Boss, you know, all these people take care of me.
Some great shout outs, and this is going to be a great fight. I was excited to see this BTC 14 matchup, and people can check that out in the London area March 5th.
Beavers blew this, BTC blew this part, this card out of the park, man. Like, I think this is one of their top 3 to 5 best cards they've had. I think it's one of the best cards in recent times, maybe outside of the Prepelec versus Shaolin card out on Unified. I think this card's one of the better cards in recent times. You never see 205 fights. On a higher pro level, at least. You know what I mean? Not in Canada anymore. The division, it might be two guys pro debut, but you don't see fights like this at 205, you know? Guarantees a finish. People are going to love it. There's no way me and this guy are going to the decision.
Yeah, I think it's...
They come support me and watch, and if they hate me, you know, they can watch me get smashed, but something's going to happen, that's for sure. And for my teammates, of course, on a man, I'm excited for these guys, man. It's going to be a hell of a night.
Yeah, it will be a hell of a night for sure, and I'm looking forward to being there March 5th. Simon Marini, Chris Lee Byrne, great fight. Fight of the night potential for sure. And yeah, I appreciate you coming on the show and giving insights as always, man. Best of luck with the preparations leading into this, the remainder of it, and just have a good rest of your day too.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, man. Have a good night.